Commentator Kate Krautkramer relishes life in a town where the wide, unpaved main street gives way to cattle drives, not traffic jams. But it hasn't always been easy for her.
I've survived 7 years as a vegetarian in a cow town. Yampa's tucked at the base of the Flattop Mountains in northwest Colorado. It's a community of 300 people, so hiding is no easy task. My husband and I have gained somewhat legendary status for not wasting away or dying of malnutrition. What do you eat, then? This from a 10-year-old at the rural elementary school where I work. I start my list. Well, pasta. You mean macaroni? The kid interrupts me and looks down at his bologna sandwich with a kind of sad love. Every single day? Gross, he says, and I can see mayonnaise ooze between his teeth. I tell him he shouldn't talk with his mouth full and leave to eat my own lunch in the teacher's lounge. This time of year, when the daylight lengthens and blackbirds return with their insistent chatter, my husband starts teasing me about baby animal season. Calving season is marked by fellow teachers who are also ranchers dragging into school like sleepwalkers. I ask them questions like, how many last night and did you have to pull any? It may be that there were no new calves, but my friends were out all night anyway, lifting tails, just checking. On my afternoon walks just outside of Yampa, I follow a county road through two pastures. As soon as the first calf appears, I visit every day until I can no longer keep track of all the new arrivals. The black-faced calves are my favorites, teetering where they stand, blinking with eyelashes like little brooms. I'm far more fascinated by the cycles of life than I am upset by the killing of animals. I became a vegetarian as a concerned and impressionable teenager when I read in my biology book that it takes 10 pounds of grass or grain to make 1 pound of meat. Given the scenario of a starving world population, I made a pact with myself to be a vegetarian for an entire month. 23 years later, I'm still not eating meat. But I love the cattle, I tell a friend over lunch. She's asking me questions and eyeing my veggie spring rolls and peanut sauce. And I want my kids to be in 4-H when they get older, and I always go to the county fair. I know I sound like an idiot to her, but I feel like I am, in my way, contributing to the diversity of this cattle town. Maybe I should tell her that my husband owns a Harley, and I know a little about yoga. A few weeks later, another friend tells me she heard her husband talking to his buddy who was going to sell us a used truck. The guy had called for a reference. Yep, yep. You can trust them. They'll pay you. They're real nice people, my friend's husband told him. Vegetarians and all, but real nice, just the same. The next day, I was sure to wear my cowboy boots to school. I clicked my heels on the tile floor, brandishing a lunchbox full of eggplant parmesan. If I'm destined to play an outlaw, at least I'll look the part.
The comments of Kate Krautkramer, a writer who lives in Yampa, Colorado.